Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to another edition of the show. Today, we're going to let you hear a lot of great sounds, bring back a lot of memories. And the theme for today's show is really just going to be clips of live concert footage or audio from live recordings from some of the favorites, and mainly focusing on some classic sounds. We'll get started with Gold City Live, featuring a classic lineup of this group. Gold City, of course, Tim Riley, Brian Free, Mike Lefevre, and Ivan Parker. Here's Holy Anointing on Daniel Britt and Friends.
God bless you.
I have seen faded eyes, and I've touched the lifeless hand of a precious passing loved one. And it was hard to understand, but the only thought that cheered me and helped to see me through is we'll shake hands in that land where all things are new, where the withered flowers bloom again in the garden of God. We'll stroll together hand life's greatest promise. And I know it's true. We'll shake hands in that land where all things are new. Now I have a precious father. He's a true and godly man. But time has dimmed his vision. It's put a trembling in his hands. And when his footsteps falter, I keep this thought in view that we'll shake hands up in that land where all things are new.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, music there from the Hemp Hills, and We'll Shake Hands. And of course, you notice the theme so far, live cuts, and we're going to feature a lot more live cuts as we roll along. In fact, let's hear this classic from the Downings, live in concert on Daniel Britt and Friends.
And just to know the future's his forever. Just to feel the freedom of a child. Just to know the past is gone and sunshine's here to stay, and he's Lord of all. Well, that's worth everything. Some will trade the warmth of home and friends so the world may know their name, and some men will risk their reputation for just a taste of fame. But just to know that all is clear between my soul, God's dear son, and to hear him say, well done, oh, that's worth everything. I believe that more than anything. Just to just
home, and how their friends would gather when revival time would come. You'd hear them pray and sing and shout for miles and miles around, and seems that I could almost see the Holy Ghost come down.
Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
At church we join the singing and make the rafters ring, and then some good old sister would shout or praise his name. And one thing that's so clear to me on that revival day is how my heart would fill with joy when Dad would kneel and pray.
Just over in the glory land I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land.
Those old-time men and women would all join in as one and pray the power from heaven that would make the sinners run. You'd see the tears roll down the cheeks of sinners young and old, and pretty soon you'd hear them shout, thank God he saved my soul.
I am bound for the promised land, I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
I wish that I could somehow go back to long ago and hear those sainted voices that used to thrill me so. But there's a day that's coming soon, the time's not far away, when we can sing forevermore like on revival day.
My sins away.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
And there rejoicing every passing day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
My sins away. Thank you so very much. You know, I never felt any more like singing in all of my life. That song says, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. And we're going to sing it again in a minute. Pierce, you be ready. But first, I'm going to preach. I'm happy to be here. The Lord has been good to me. And how I love him today above everything in this world. I told the people over in Hickory last night, if it's my time to go next, I'm ready to go. I'll tell you, I wouldn't take anything in the world for knowing as I stand before you here today that if I have to go next, heaven's my home. I'm ready to go. How I love the Lord. Oh, it's so good to be here. Since I've seen you people, I've had to be in the hospital again and so much suffering to go through with and everything that just drags you down, it seems like. And it's so good to be back singing again, and how thankful I am to be here. And I feel the presence of the Lord. I would never want to come out on a stage like this or any other place unless I thought he was walking by my side, and he's right here today. Isn't it wonderful to know him? Give me an amen. Is there anybody? Bless your heart. All right, Pierce, take off one more time.
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every passing day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me how to watch and pray
and live rejoicing every passing day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was
my sins away.
Let us work for Jesus every day, helping simple souls to find the way. There's gonna be a payday someday. Many souls are lost in deep despair. With them all the love of Jesus we must share. There's gonna be a payday someday.
gonna be a payday
someday for all who have been true. There's gonna be a payday
someday
for all the work we do. If we work for Christ our Lord, we'll receive our just reward. There's gonna be a payday someday. That we almost bear. Heaven will be great when we get there. There's gonna be a payday someday. We cannot compare the cost of pay to the joy that waits us on that day. There's gonna be a payday someday.
There's gonna be a payday.
Just reward, there's gonna be a payday someday. There's gonna be
a payday
someday for all who have been true. There's gonna be
a payday someday
for all the work we do. If we work for Christ their Lord, we'll receive our just reward. There's gonna be a payday someday.
Classic sounds on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends. I'm glad that you're listening, and I hope that we're taking you down memory lane. Maybe this is an education for you. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing some of these songs. These are classic sounds, and throughout this program, all the songs that we're playing come from live concert audio. That song was from the Hayes family. There's a payday someday. Before that, the Lefevers, of course, featuring Eva May. Right now, we'll continue along with a couple from the Greens, and they've done some great things in concert and ministry and even through lineup changes. Let's go back and hear one of their best-known songs, Miracle in Me, followed by another great classic of theirs coming up, When I Knelt the Blood Fell. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Yeah. in Ashland, Kentucky. Won't you let them know it?
God bless you. Thank you so much. Aren't you glad there's a miracle in us tonight? You know, we've been singing this song for a long, long time. Miracle in Me is a song I'll never grow tired of because it means something special to Tim Green. Every time I hear this song, I can't help but my mind go back to what it must have been like to see Jesus walking and talking here on earth, to watch him perform many of the miracles that we read about in Matthew and Luke, to maybe be there the day that Jesus put the clay in his hands and he placed it in the blind man's eyes and made him see. Or maybe to be there the day that Jesus stood in front of that tomb and he said, Lazarus, come forth. The Bible says a man who had been dead stood up and began to walk. How I'd love to have seen that. I wasn't there. I wasn't able to see that miracle perform with these eyes. But folks, I can honestly stand before you here tonight in Ashland, Kentucky. And I can tell you that I was there the night that he made this blind man see. And I was there the night that he made this dead man rise up and walk for the very first time. Because you see, folks, with Jesus Christ, we've just begun to live. Are you thankful for the miracle that's within your heart tonight? If you are, why don't you sing this chorus with us, would you? You all know it. Let's sing this chorus together if there's a miracle in your heart. Lead us, Kim.
And I have never seen the thousands fed or the blind man to see.
I've never watched him
raise the dead. I have never watched him raise the dead, but I know when he lifted me, there's a wonder right before your eyes, close enough to see. In our hearts is where this wonder lies. There's a
what, Tim? They're starting to get the hand of that. Brother, could you stop the piano? Can we sing that just one more time? If there's a miracle, would you sing out?
And I have never seen the thousands fed or the blind made to see. I have never watched him raise the dead, but I know when he lifted me, there's a wonder right before your eyes, close enough to see. In our hearts is where.
You know, it's good to be in his presence tonight. You know, we went up and had prayer before it started. And I could just feel the peace of God come over my heart. And I'm thankful that he's here tonight. And you know, he didn't just walk in on his own. But he came in the hearts of every believer that's here. And if he walked in with us, then that means that he'll go home with us. And no matter what we face day by day, he'll always be there. He's a loving God tonight. And I'm thankful that he saved me. When I was 8 years old, I realized that I needed something more in my life. And he told me that if I would just serve him and love him, that he would be all that I'd ever need. And you know, I fail him daily. I make a lot of mistakes. But I'm thankful that God didn't ask us to be perfect, because he told us that at Calvary and through Calvary, we were forgiven. And Tim just wrote a song that ministers to my heart and my life. And to me, it's my personal testimony. For it says that when I knelt at Jesus' feet, the blood fell.
Prevailed.
What?
preachers are weary, the singers are tired, the church as we know it is losing its fire, and some are discouraged from bearing the load, but we must determine to keep pressing on. Call it just one more soul were to walk down the aisle. It would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. So preachers, keep preaching, and singers, go sing. And laymen, keep sharing that Jesus is King. The angels have gathered, they're surrounding the throne, and they'll start rejoicing for just one more soul. Cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle, it would be worth it.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends featuring classic sounds with a live twist. In fact, that was Greater Vision, Just One More Soul. Back before that, we had a double play by the Greens, Miracle in Me, and When I Knelt the Blood Fell, a couple of real classic sounds from Greens history. And right now, this is a classic sound, if there ever was one. The Kingsmen with Glory Road, still to come. We're going to hear from the Spear family, the Nealands, and the Blackwood Brothers on this edition. Live cuts of classic sounds on Daniel Britt and Friends.
To this old world. I'd be helpless,
wouldn't know what to do.
Well, I don't know
just what I'd do.
walking by my side every day, I'd be penniless.
I'd be penniless all alone and blue.
Well, I'd be helpless.
I'd be helpless.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends, and of course, the Spear family there, if the Lord wasn't walking by my side. Before that, the Neelands, and He Called Me Out. We're featuring classic sounds with a live twist this hour, and still to come, we're going to hear from the Blackwood Brothers and the Perrys, also waiting in the wings. First, you've got to hear this. This is the Oak Ridge Quartet, and this was a song that was done where the quartet actually sort of portrayed some other big-name quartets, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. The song is simply titled Go Out to the Program, and it's a medley of great hits in this golden era of gospel music. The Oak Ridge Quartet right now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Make them welcome once more, ladies and gentlemen, for that outstanding Go Out to the Program, the Oak Ridge Quartet.
I've got stage manners, the old bridge, the Blackwood Brothers, the Spear family, and direct from Fort Worth, Texas, that old-fashioned singing Chuck Wagon Gang. Well,
talk about shouting, praise the Lord, sing about my God.
Go out to the program and listen to His holy word.
And now from Nashville, Tennessee, presenting to you America's number one family of gospel singing. Here they are, the Spear family. Come on up, Dad, tell the folks what we're going to say.
Well, I'm having trouble with my boys tonight. Brock here, a little hard to handle at times, and Ben's getting fat on me. My darling wife here, she's got her hair all fixed up special good. Get my little Mississippi girl Ann here to play and I'll sing. All right, honey. Got a little frog.
I just begin to live.
Presenting James Blackwood and the Blackwood Brothers.
Well, thank you very much. The real privilege for the Blackwood Brothers to be with you tonight. We got J.D. Sumner here. Get back, J.D. We're not ready yet. That's J.D., our long, tall bass singer. And held in the middle back here, my handsome nephew. Handsome nephew. My nephew here, Cecil Blackwood. And held Bill Shaw and our new man here from Oklahoma City, Mr. Whitey Gleason, down on the piano. And we're going to sing you one of our RCA Victory recordings called Crossing Chili Jordan. Whitey, kicking off now.
Ha ha!
Hey, Jason. Hey, J.D. And now, from Fort Worth, Texas, the internationally famous old-fashioned singer, Chuck Wagon Gang. Hit it, Rose.
Rose says she wasn't going to do it.
Willie acting up again. Same trouble every night. Willie don't want to be Rose. Come on now. Anna?
Leave her alone, Anna. You girls sure look nice, don't they?
Thank you. Come on.
You all right?
Yes, it's just fine. I'm ready to sing. Come on, though.
From Atlanta, Georgia, Georgia's ambassadors of goodwill, Rosie Roselle on the first tenor. Looks like that Metrocal backfired. Long, tall, dark, good-looking, curly-headed, curly-headed, no, I'm sorry. Seen more hair than that on a watermelon. Jack Tony, Doyot, and the great bass singer, the Big Chief. Here we go from Atlanta, Georgia, Brother Hobie Lister and the Statesman Quartet.
That a fun one. It's the Oak Ridge Quartet, simply titled Go Out to the Program. Let's hear more of these classic sounds live. That is Blackwood Brothers, Bells of Joy Keep Ringing, now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
All right, here's a number requested. Wally Varner wrote it. It's called Bells of Joy Keep Ringing.
That is a song that I'm singing. Song of a bell.
Ring
my heart.
There's a little tingling, ringing inside of me. Happy little bell, a talking, swinging so merrily. A happy song, song for deep down in his heart of mine. Keep rolling on, keep on, never on the ringing heart. Happy little tingling bell, keep ringing in my heart. Boing, 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 boing. Happy little tingling bell in my heart.
Here's a beautiful song. We want to dedicate this to Brother Gil Conley, a dear friend, and all the Monroe Men's Club for such a wonderful singing here at Mount Sterling, Ohio. He always loves to hear Libby sing Joy in the Morning. Listen to this. Thank you.
Tears often fall from my face in sorrow as I
The Perrys on Daniel, Britt, and Friends, and that's all the time we have for this edition of Classic Sounds and Southern Gospel with a live twist. Hope you've enjoyed it. Maybe a trip down memory lane, maybe an education for you. Either way, we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel, Britt, and Friends.